I want to go to Matthew 24, chapter 24. And I'm going to read from verse 15 of Matthew chapter 24 to verse 28. And this being the word of God, let us hear it. Beginning Matthew 24, verse 15. Jesus is speaking, "When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso reads, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not seen since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning comes out of the east and shines even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man. For wherever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together." May God bless this portion of his word to us. And again, Lord, we pray thee that thou would help us to understand and apply these words to us today. Certainly, you said very much here, and there's a lot of talk about these words. But may we get to the very simple gist of the matter and wait for you to fill in the rest, whatever we don't understand. For there are many things that are difficult to understand, but some things are very clear for our salvation. Hear us, we pray thee, Lord, and bless us in the inner man through your word. We ask this in your name. Amen. As I said in the prayer, and and I've said before as well concerning this matter in Matthew 24 and certain others, it's difficult to ascertain everything that the Lord is saying because it's been now 2,000 years since this was written, maybe about almost 2,000 years. And that's given a voice to many who have made comments about these verses. And there are several ways of interpreting things. And, of course, I'm not going to bore you with all that. And I want to focus on one verse, which I think is It's simple to understand, and there are some difficulties in it. And maybe I'll point out one or two of those difficulties. But I don't want to confuse anyone, and I don't want anyone to be uncertain about what is being said. In verse 24, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. That's a mouthful right there, isn't it? It talks about false Christ and false prophets doing signs, great signs and wonders. Remember what I said about miracles? There aren't any miracles. But if there are any miracles, and perhaps this is talking about, you know, just like John in his Revelation says, bringing down fire from heaven. You know, this power that someone has on earth. You're not to be impressed. You're not to follow. I think the miracles that, you know, I was referring to this morning and that people refer to in even in the Christian community are really not. You know, like I said, they're inexplicable happenings. They're things that God has brought about, but they're not miracles in the way that the Bible talks about them. But these things, these false signs and wonders, might be truly seemingly supernatural. And maybe they are. But they're not to be believed in. I like to speak to people that believe in miracles, talk about miracles, signs and wonders and such, to say to them, look, I can't explain what you're saying, what you saw or what you believe you saw, and I'm not going to argue about it or debate it. I don't know. I don't have an explanation for all that. I know what I'm to believe in, though. I'm to believe in the miracles that are in the Bible, in the name of Jesus Christ, done in the name of Jesus Christ. That I must believe. I don't have to believe in yours. But I do have to believe in these. Except these signs and wonders. This is a reference to miraculous things that are happening in the heavens and on earth by the power of someone or something. It's not to be believed or trusted in. And then this other reference here, if it were possible to deceive, to fool the elect, if that were possible. So I want to talk a little bit more about, in the first place, of false Christ. Then, secondly, talk about what Jesus says here, false Christs and prophets. That's in the plural. Then I want to talk about deception. And that is obviously the devil's way, right? Third place, deception. And then finally, the devil's failure and Christ's success. Those four things. Now, Jesus uses the word false Christ in verse 24, actually Christ. It's one word in the Greek, and it's in the plural, false Christ and false prophets. The Apostle John is the only place in the Bible, in his epistle, where the word antichrist comes in. And John talks about antichrist and antichrists in the plural. And I believe that he is picking up on what Jesus called false Christ. They're the same. A false Christ is antichrist, right? It's someone that is against Christ. And there are going to be many, right? There shall arise false Christs and false prophets. It's in the plural. And it's going to be, according to the word here, it's going to be till the end of time, till he comes again, right? Because he tells us in verse 27, for as the lightning comes out of the east and shines even to the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man. It won't be a secret. As some other Christians say, and then they get into, he came already, but he was behind the clouds. They didn't see him, but there was a storm. There was a lightning. No, come on. He's clearly mentioning here that when I come, it's going to be for everyone to say. And so the false Christ and the false prophets, in this case, Antichrist, is going to be around until the Lord Jesus Christ returns to finalize everything and bring everything to its conclusion. Some of the terms used that refer to false Christ and false Christ, as I said in John, it's Antichrist. It's also the man of sin by Paul in Thessalonians, the son of perdition, the wicked one, the beast. These are all phrases or words that are used to describe him or them, because they do a multitude of things. Remember, it's been 2,000 years since the Lord ascended, and many things have occurred since then in history. And many voices have been heard concerning this. Now, why does Jesus use Christ? Why doesn't he use Antichrist as John does in his epistle, or the beast as he does in Revelation, or the son of perdition, or the man of sin as Paul refers to him? Why does he use Christ? Well, you know what the word Christ means, right? It means anointed one. Another word for anointed one, that's the Christ is the Greek. The Messiah is the same word, anointed, in the Hebrew. And so the anointed one is the Christ. The Messiah is the Christ. And that is the one chosen. That is the one that is of God and given to us by God. He's the servant of God to lead us to himself. The false Christ sets himself up as a redeemer, as a savior, as the one to lead the people that follow him to salvation and to peace and charm and everything good. So these are people that come to us as messiahs, as saviors. I'm going to save the planet. I'm going to save the world. I have a plan to do just that and bring the whole earth together in harmony and unity and peace. Sound familiar? The voice has always been around. But these are they who talk like this and want us to follow them. As if they were saviors. And so we want to be clear that a false Christ is an antichrist who is against Christ. He's not for him, he's against him. And that is a starting point for us to understand what's going on. That whatever else is said about this, we know that this person or persons or governments or whatever it is against Christ. He is anti-Christian. And all this is implied in the word false. They're false. They're not true. They're liars. Now, as I pointed out, he uses the plural here. He says false Christ. John uses the plural too. when he says there's the Antichrist and then there are Antichrists already in the world. And his day, they were already there. In the Old Testament, they were already there. But particularly in his day, they were Antichrist. They weren't going to be Antichrist before, but he was in the world before that as well. What's their aim? They've been around. What's Antichrist's aim? Been around. There's a whole system out there that is producing this. Who is producing this? How's this go on? Well, there's some that say that Antichrist himself is behind it all, and he uses the devil. This Antichrist that is to be revealed at the last day uses the devil to bring about all this anti-Christian, anti-Christ activity. And he uses people. The devil uses people. He uses systems. He uses the things of this world to bring about his purposes. It is said that in days past, the Antichrist, with Nebuchadnezzar and Antiochus Epiphanes, in the day of John, the apostles, and Jesus, it was the Caesars. In our day, it's the false preachers and teachers that are in the churches and on the television and everywhere else, in the magazines and newspapers. And they don't have to be ordained ministers or anything like that, that are preaching and teaching in the name of Christ false things. And they're all over the place. Jesus points this out by using the plural. It's not just one Antichrist that's going to appear and drop out of the sky, out of the blue, so to speak, and then we'll all be able to tell this. No, it's many who are already in the world. They were in the world in John's day. They were in the world before that. They weren't called Antichrist because Christ hadn't revealed himself yet in the person of Jesus Christ. But he was there. He's already there. In John, for example, it says that the Antichrist is come. Not that he shall come, but is come. And he's come in these many false Christs and false prophets. Prophets are teachers, preachers, speakers. That's what a prophet does. It's the mouth of God, right? The prophet is the mouth of God. There are false prophets associated with false Christ, associated with Antichrist, associated with the Antichrist itself. Whomever, whatever it may be. And what they do, they're all over the place. They're everywhere. They're in the church, they're outside the church, they're in the United States, they're abroad, they're everywhere. And they've been in every age, proliferating. Many. You getting the picture here? They are speaking in the name of Christ. And what is it that they do? Well, we're told two things here. They may be able to do great signs and wonders. Maybe not yet, but someday. Maybe they are in some places. And then also, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. So their claim to fame, if I might say, these antichrists and false prophets, false Christ, their claim to fame is deception. They're out to deceive. And they don't come announcing themselves, brothers and sisters, I'm an antichrist. They don't say it that way. They're deceptive. In fact, so deceptive that if it were possible, even the elect will be fooled. That's how charming, that's how graceful, that's how compelling, that's how brilliant and gifted and talented, whatever you want to say. That's how they are, and they fool people, left and right. Of course they say there is a Christ. Of course there is a Savior. Of course there is salvation. Absolutely. Follow me. I'm the one that's going to lead you. To what kind of salvation? To an earthly salvation. I'm going to raise the standard of living. I'm going to bring about an ideal mankind that's free from all the baggage of the past. And we're going to set up a kingdom that is free from war and poverty forever. And they deceive people by the millions. Look at how many anti-Christians there are. And I'll tell you in a minute how we know they're anti-Christians. These people don't know that. They think that so-and-so is the Messiah. Right? The last president. They were calling the last president Messiah. And he didn't fall down on his knees and say, "Please, are you crazy? Don't call me that." No. These people are brazen and bold. And they're charming and sly and crafty. And as I said, they're not Antichrist himself, whomever that may be, but they're false. Many false. Many people say, have said, and are saying, and will say, "I am a savior." They don't say it in that way, but "I'm going to save the planet," or "I'm going to save this government," or "I'm going to bring you to prosperity," or "I'm going to make you rich," or "I'm going to make you well, I'm going to cure all cancers. I'm going to do," you know, and they appeal. They appeal to people on many levels. And we need to be careful that they use many things that are true, many words that are true, and many things that are useful, like science itself, for their purposes. They're already, John said, they're already full in the world. And in our day as well. They're all over the place. Now, what's the purpose? Well, you know what the devil's purpose is. Antichrist, the devil, Satan, call it what you may. The purpose behind it all is to fool even the elect. That's what Jesus said. That's what he is trying to do. That's what they're all trying to do. The dupes of the devil may not know that. The people that are being led astray in this way and that way don't say in so many words, "I'm trying to fool the elect." But that's what they're doing. It's deception. And they're trying to fool us and make us trust in something that's not. And they'll even be able to use many signs and wonders. Many miraculously that we would, "Oh, wow, that is a miracle." Now, some people, and I'm one of them, thinks that these so-called miracles of science and these promises of a brave new world that come from science and from politicians and from educators
is part of the sign and wonder routine. And they're able to do things now that you couldn't imagine. No one could have imagined before. It's a miracle. Our fathers would say, you know, when looking at our television, they would think, that's a miracle, the way that's working, to find out how it works. There are people in there moving around and things. It looks, where is it? What's going on? And the technologies are getting so advanced, and if the Lord tarries, they're going to be so advanced, going to be flying cars and maybe even flying people. There are going to be all kinds of things happening in the not too distant future. And people go along and trust in these things. There's already in the church a movement, the prosperity preachers and teachers, the prosperity movement, that think that that's the way to go. That God is saving us through material things. We're going to bring about a whole new earth. But it's all by design to fool even the elect. That's what the devil, bottom line, that's what he's aiming at. To fool, can I get more personal? To fool you. That's what all of this is by design to do. It's going on in the world today. Because remember, the evil one controls, the prince of the earth is the devil. And he controls the world. Ultimately, God does. You know that. But the devil's in the control. And it's by design to fool the elect. Because, why? We're not so big. We're not the majority of the world. Who are the elect? He doesn't know who they are, specifically. But he doesn't know how great they are. He only knows by the manifestation of it through faith. This one and that one. It's to hurt Christ. False Christ. False prophets. Antichrist. Anti-Christian. It's to hurt Christ. If he can hurt one of the elect, he wounds Christ. But what Jesus says here in verse 24, if it were possible, meaning it's not possible, because they belong to God. God cherishes his children, and not a one, as the scripture tells us in another, but not a one will be lost. He will devise many systems, many teachings, many signs, many wonders, whatever the way, however you want to classify them. They are by design to fool the elect. Not because we're such great number and he wants to overturn the nation. The nation's not full, the majority of the nation is not elect. But it's to wound Christ. To hurt him. Can't touch him now. He's in heaven. But he won't be able to do that. If it were possible means it's not possible. Because God knows his own and protects his own. So, dear brothers and sisters, in order to understand this, remember what Jesus said here, see, I have told you beforehand. I'm warning you about this. Stay away from everything and anything that's opposed to me, to the scriptures, whomever, whatever it is. And that's how we know them. That's how we know Antichrist, false prophets, the Antichrist himself. He's against what the Bible says. So what we have to do is come back to the scriptures, have a clearer understanding of the scriptures, and we will never be, for we will be safe. God has given us what we need to safeguard our lives to the end. And praise his name for that, because we're no match for this whole world and Satan himself. No match. but Christ is. So let us just stay tuned to channel Jesus, if you will.
He is our strength and victory. Let us pray. Heavenly Lord, we are thankful to you. Yes, you have warned us. See, I've told you beforehand, stay away from them. They're saying, follow me. Don't go. Wherever it is, in whatever age, don't believe it. Follow Christ, the true Christ of the Scriptures. And that's what we aim to do. We pray, O God, that thou would give us greater understanding to keep us in this evil day, to keep us from going astray, from to the right or to the left, but on the straight and narrow, which leads to everlasting life. And it's in your name we say these things and pray these things with thankfulness in our hearts to you. Always thankfulness in our hearts to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's